And now... it's Golden Oldies Big Band Time. And who better than Glenn Miller to put you in the mood?
Attention, attention. Stand by for an emergency announcement of national importance. Please.
It's for real, damn it.
What do you mean for real? I can't.
Attention, attention. The President of the United States will soon speak to the nation. Early warning satellites report the approach of a missile presumed to be hostile. Damage limitation measures are to be applied. But in the meantime, you can do a great deal for your own safety. Please.
What's going on?
Hey, come on now. We've got a jam switchboard. We've been up there for 15 seconds. I don't know what's going on around here.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. Hold it.
Studio.
We had a drill before. Remember that?
Just a minute.
What? Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Say again. Huh? Oh, I see.
What's happening? Come on, then.
Sorry, folks. Just been told you can relax. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing at all. It's only that some gremlin got into the system.
Ian Hendry and Toby Robbins in The Price of Silence, a serial in 9 episodes by Stephen Barney. Part 1, The Alert.
Yes?
Maxon here. Get me Glue Security, fast.
At Langley or at the Pentagon, sir?
Pentagon and Scrambly, will you?
Oh, right away, sir.
Early warning security. Beaver.
This is Maxon. What's going on?
Your ident code, sir.
Those Skylark in Red Square with minarets on. Damn it, Captain, this is an internal light.
Sorry, sir, but right now all hell's let loose here. We just had an alert.
What do you mean you had one? We just had one. It was on the radio.
Yes, we don't know how that slipped through.
You mean it was another false alarm?
No, sir, the real McCoy. Regular last warning. One of our satellites spotted an incoming missile.
Just one?
Yes, sir.
Where was it launched?
Outer space.
Then it had to be Russian.
Of course.
Dear God.
But almost immediately we got a second signal that the missile had disappeared. We think it blew up.
Oh, one of the signals was false. It might still be on its way.
No, sir. There's nothing there now. No question.
But then who authorized a public alert? It could have started a national panic. It probably has.
That's just it, sir. No one authorized it. Must have been some technical hitch.
Look, no one fault is enough to let it through to the public unless someone went mad and deliberately tried to override the system.
Yes, sir. I guess we'll have to find out some fast answers. Yeah, okay. The general's on his way to the White House now. How long do you expect to be in hospital, Skylark?
Well, I might just discharge myself. Now keep me posted. Beaver.
Are you lost, ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am, you lose your way?
I don't think so, Sergeant.
Back! I'm afraid it's a restricted area, ma'am. There's no admittance to the public.
I can see that. Will you call Mr. Maxon, please?
Maxon? Excuse me, ma'am?
He's a patient here.
Look, ma'am, I think you better
the
just...
The corporal can keep an eye on me while you phone and tell him it's Jack.
Oh, did I hurt you, sir?
It's all right, nurse.
I'm sorry. I'm still a little bit shaky.
Yes, I can understand that.
That awful sound. They said we only had 3 minutes to go.
Well, it's over now. We can still shake and worry, so we're still alive. That's something, isn't it? When all hope is gone, you've got to be an optimist.
It's really healing very fast.
Oh, for my age, you mean?
No. But these large gunshot wounds can be very nasty.
Yes, I know. Not every border guard is noted for his bullet hygiene. Oh, by the way, did you get the bullet?
Yes, here. You really want to keep it?
Yeah, I collect scrap metal. Have you finished? You sure you're all right?
I'm sure. Thank you, sir. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?